All right, guys, we're live. Radio. All right. Had some technical problems here for a second. All right, guys, before I get started, welcome. This is Colin Watson calling from Hermosa Beach, California. Beautiful Hermosa Beach. But do me a favor so I can make sure my audio is working because I was having some issues with it about 3 minutes before the show. Press 1 on your phone, and that puts your hand up and tells me you can hear me audio-wise. And then once you do that, you can press 1 again. So press 1 if you can hear me okay, please. All right, no hands are going up, guys. There we go. All right, I'll press 1 again. Put your hands down. Thank you. All right, got me worried there for a minute. Couldn't hear me. All right. I didn't even play my audio, my music. I was trying to find some music for the show. But you know what? Hey, you just got to roll with it. Guys, hey, welcome to the show. This is, you know what? It's funny. I'm going to actually be changing some things here. For the last, 7 years, I've been doing this podcast. And it's been called ATG Body Talk. And I've done probably 150 episodes. If you guys can put your hands down now, otherwise I'll be calling on you to ask questions at the end if you have your hands up still. So press 1 again, put your hand down. I went down fast. You know, it's been ATG Body Talk, and you know, I've done about 150 plus shows, and I think I've covered everything ATG I could possibly cover. And then embarking into 2016 and coming across what I call Nutrition Plan X. You know, the passion now for me is to actually help you guys get healthy, get nutritionally balanced, and live in the body of your life. And that's why I've been so excited over the last 35 days, and I've been so in your face about Nutrition Plan X. So I'm not abandoning my love for ATG, the ATG protocol. I know a lot of you guys ask me that. Of course not. It is my business. It pays the bills. It is my passion. It is something that I will still always have access to, and there are people that on it right now, and I tell you to stay on it. You know, do not abandon your journey because of the new shiny ball in the room. But what I have done with the people that I've talked to over the last few weeks, I tell you when if you're ready for the new plan or not. And if you remember my first show, the people that I told to come and listen were the serial ATG dieters, the people that have done my plan repeatedly, and they're no longer in a place where they're getting success or no longer willing to suit up and show up for the rigorous road that is required for you to actually get the excellent results that the program produces, and if you were just frustrated. And so I have new people coming on our plan for the very first time, and I tell them, stay the course. My goal is not to train you to just jump ship every time the waters get deep or a struggle happens, because that would not be the right thing to do. You know, I've been experimenting a lot over the years in order to get the knowledge that I have and to know how ATG works in the body and how to utilize it to burn fat and to release fat. Our biggest challenge, and that's why I've always kept experimenting, was to find something, a program, a combination of programs, a rewritten program, a variation of multiple programs, whatever it took to come up with something that would help people maintain a high level of fitness, a high level of health and nutrition as easily as possible. And you guys, if you listen to any of my podcasts from 1 to 158 or whatever the actual magic number is, you'll know that has been my passion. And that's why I say no one's experimented more with ATG than I have. You know, so if you listen to my last podcast, if you haven't, if you're here for the first time learning about Nutrition Plan X, I'm going to go a little bit more detail about it now because I'm not keeping it. It's not a secret. It is what it is. I'm going to talk about, you know, really what your life will look like if you decide to embark on this new journey. I'm going to talk about what my life looks like being on this new journey for the last 35 days or so. I'm going to talk about some of the lives that have been on this journey way before me and some of the new people that have trusted me to join my team over the last few weeks. And for those of you that are waiting in line to join my team, and just so you know, I love you. I appreciate your patience. And I believe in divine timing, and that if you're not in today, it's because it's just not time yet. Because I was freaking out about just not having the time to get back to every single body and just getting a little anxious about it and altering my life and my lifestyle. And I realized, you know what, everything is perfect just the way it is, and everyone will get where they need to be when there's time. So with that said, you know, today's show is Nutrition Planics Part 2 and how to get lean and live in a fat metabolized life. And a lot of you may not know that term. I don't use that term very often, fat metabolized life, but basically where your body is metabolizing fat properly, you're nutritionally balanced and your body actually utilizes fat effectively versus storing the fat more effectively, if you will. And we're going to talk about, you know, really the importance of nutritional balancing and really the effort that you guys put into trying to get healthy, trying to get lean, trying to lose the weight. And a lot of it is, you know, the deck is stacked against you. And I think it's important for us to know that, because I think a lot of us get beaten down and feel like we're failures and feel like that we don't have willpower or we're self-sabotaging or it's our fault, and we go carry all the shame and embarrassment and frustration around. And really, you know, it is partly our responsibility. Of course, I do believe in taking personal responsibility, but a part of it is just the environment we live in. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the environment we live in and about all the crap that we're ingesting and taking in through our lungs and through our water and through our food, which it's not going to be news to you. You know that. But why it may make a huge difference between the way that it makes you a huge difference in the quality of life you have when it comes to you reaching your nutrition, health, and fat loss goals. And ultimately, that's what we're all here for. We want to know what is the big secret to getting lean, fit, and healthy, and feeling sexy, and feeling good naked, as I always say. That has always been my number one goal since weight became a problem in my life, was just to like the image that I see in the mirror and have it like me back and not have to say, not have nasty things. And I get choked up every time I say that, guys. I'm such an emotional guy these days. Not hearing my inner voice talking to me in a way that I would not talk to anyone. I don't think I talk to my enemy in that way. So it's nice to have those voices silenced for the first time in a long time. And I'm going to talk about that too. I don't think I have been as passionate about something or as excited about something. And I think I mentioned this last couple weeks ago when I first came back on the air. And before I do that, guys, I'm going to jump all over the place because I'm just bouncing off all the walls. But I just want to say I want to thank all of you guys who emailed me and sent me messages and Facebooked me about my first show and just said the love you sent me, because I really went deep and kind of shared some really personal stuff that Jenny and I went through last year. And though it's not all over, I mean, we're still a work in progress. I was very raw that very first show, and I felt so emotional being at this desk in this chair in front of my computer, looking at the lines completely just packed with people on the other end. I felt your energy. I felt your love. And that gave me the space to just be very vulnerable and honest about what our life was like physically, emotionally, financially, the whole nine yards. And it was just huge, huge, huge response I got from that show. So I just wanted to tell you, if you sent me a message, if you even thought it, I just want to thank you for that. But anyway, I want to stay on course. The show this time is not going to be as long as it was the first time. So I want to give you as much content as I possibly can, answer as many of your questions as I can. Some questions I won't answer because it gets you out of your own way. It helps you stay out of your own way. And I'll get into that later as well. So I have no agenda, no list to follow, no roadmap in front of me today. I'm just winging it. So I'm going to probably bounce all over the place a little bit. But let me just recap for those of you that maybe didn't hear the first podcast or was just too long for you to listen into. And I was really surprised a lot of you guys actually literally listened to the replay for 2 hours, which is really, really impressive. Thank you. You know, how I got here. And I want to share that again because, in fact, it's so important when life steers you in a certain direction that you resisted for whatever reasons. And I use the word ego a lot. That my ego brought me to HCG almost nine years ago. As I broke down in my closet, I couldn't fit in my clothes. My ego brought me to this protocol because I was frustrated with that 5, 10, 12 pounds that I couldn't seem to keep off, and the bloating, and that, 'cause my body would change dramatically with 10, you know, with 10 or 12 pounds or 13 pounds. And, you know, people look at my before and after pictures. I did a little, you know, my 28 day before and after, and like, there's no way you looked like that 28 days ago. And I go, yeah, that's what I look like. And I didn't even load. I mean, I was just bloated. How my body processed food, certain foods, it would just swell me up. And that was what I looked like. I couldn't hold my, if I didn't hold my stomach in with every effort that I have to walk around holding my stomach in, it would blow it out. And so when I let go to take the photograph, it looked pretty bad. But that was real. And I even took a newspaper to date it. So, you know, there was no question. But I started a challenge. So I had to take use a newspaper. But anyway, I got here when I use the word ego, I like to use Wayne Dyer, rest his soul. A definitional ego, which is edging God out. And so there's been several times in my life where I've edged God out, and, you know, for just reasons of being, you know, too caught up in my own drama to realize what's going on. And so, you know, for me, I was like, you know, I've been pretty much talking, training, coaching, and teaching, and lecturing, and writing about ATG for the last 8 years of my life, and then some. And when it came to balanced nutrition after that, even getting nutrition certifications, I mean, real food was my mantra, and my goal was to constantly find ways to balance my dietary needs and balance my weight and my health and how I felt with food. And real food, and then I would modify my foods when I went to restaurants. And Jane and I prided ourselves of being really, you know, really conscious about how we ate, how we looked, how we exercised, and then the health, you know, hell in a handbasket hit us, and all of a sudden, the food we were eating wasn't working. Our body started to fall apart. Injuries started happening. Illnesses started happening. Jane just found out last night that she has Hashimoto's disease. I don't even know a lot about it. So it's an autoimmune disease that attacks the thyroid, which the bittersweet is that she finally knows what's wrong with her, finally, after going through all of the tests, and she's, you know, recovering her gut and that kind of stuff. But now she has to have a different lifestyle and a different eating plan modified until she's able to heal that. Some people say it's not curable. My wife lives in a world where she thinks your body can pretty much do anything it needs to do. It's pretty miraculous. And we have a doctor, Dr. Michelle Sands, who also believes in that. So together, we're going to make that happen. And that's another passion I have, to make sure that my wife is whole and healthy and that she's able to do a lot of the things that she loves to do. And so there's a lot of reasons why I'm passionate about where I'm at right now in this program. But you know, when I say ego, you know, my good friends, Debbie and Jeff Beebe, years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, when they started their journey toward their balance and their nutrition, you know, we were friends. We traveled together. We vacationed together. We did a lot of stuff together. And in the very beginning, they were very excited, like I was excited, but I was the guy that's saying, you know what, I got my own plan. I know what I'm doing. I don't want to deal with anything that's not real food. Thank you so much. I wish you the best. And let it go at that. And they were courageous enough to go, I get it, you know, dude. And at first it kind of took, I mean, he told me later in conference, at first it almost shook their confidence because they respected my opinion so much. And because I was pretty established in the, when it came to weight loss and what have you, that they were kind of taken back and started doubting themselves if really what they were experiencing or what the road they were going down was the right road, which I didn't know until recently. Which I'm glad that they ignored that and they did what they did. And so months later, I would see them. We'd get together. We like to say, our friends that live at least 40 miles away from us, we don't have to get together every week to be the best of friends. We get together and it's like family, like we've seen each other every day. And we'd get together a few months. And Jeff was the more obvious of the two because Debbie was always in really good shape, kind of like my wife was always in pretty good shape. So you noticed it more on Jeff's transformation. And he was like, man, my pants are getting really big. And I'm losing weight. And he was, man, dropping inches. And his pants were always falling off, and every time I saw him, he was like, man, my pants are falling off, but I feel great, but I'm getting leaner. And I would always like, just buy new pants, dude. And I got to say, a part of me was a little irritated, and that's what I'm saying, ego, you know. And I hate to admit it, right? I'm hating to admit that this is not easy to talk about when you're really kind of being I almost said the word I didn't want to say. You're being a jerk, right? being a jerk. And but I was not me. I was not malicious. I just kind of was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I think the part of my that voice in the back of my head that other people would probably say, they're like, all right, well, let's see how well you keep it off. Well, 6 months went by, a year went by, and every time I saw Jeff, he looked leaner, he looked younger, he was happier, he was healthier. So finally, when he just decided to unveil himself, because he reached a level of fitness that was pretty impressive to anybody at any age. And I have my wife asked Janie, actually said, "Do you see Jeff's picture on Facebook?" I'm like, "No, because I'm too busy working and talking to people and just doing what I do. I really don't stop and listen and watch people's profiles that much." And I go, "No," and I saw his picture and he was shredded. And that's the word that I use when somebody's literally just a physical specimen at any age, but especially him being a year older than me. And now I was usually I was a close second. As I was mentioned last time, I had my friend Joe Giuliani, who's been in great shape all of his life, ex-bodybuilder. He keeps himself in tip-top shape with his wife Heather, freaking phenomenal specimens, right? And then it was myself, and then it was Jeff. And so it was one, two, three. All of a sudden, I was number three. And ego, when you say ego, ego is bruised badly because I am the HE Diet Coach. I am coaching thousands of people around the world, world renowned, ha ha ha. And all of a sudden, my buddy, who didn't know jack about nutrition, didn't know jack about, he was a phenomenal key grip in the film industry. When he came to that industry, he was a complete expert. But when it came to nutrition and getting healthy and looking lean and fit, he knew nothing. His wife was an expert, but it wasn't like he listened to her for many, many years as well. So, and if Jeff, you're listening, I'm talking about you in a lovely way, man. And then I finally had to let go of that edging God out aspect, and I had to pick up the phone. I had to call my friend Jeff, and I had to say, "All right, man, whatever you're doing, I need to know, because I can no longer ignore the fact that you look phenomenal. You're always happy. You're always smiling. You're always freaking feeling. You look like you feel like $1 million. Something's going on, and if it's product you're using that I told you that I didn't want anything to do with 2 years ago, forgive me. Come over and tell me exactly what you did." And when I say exactly what you did, guys, just like when I write a roadmap for you and I tell you to follow my plan exactly the way I laid it out, because I give you exactly every detail of what I did, my wife did, and then the people that I had that I trusted to follow the plan before you even put it into writing, I make sure that you have a success formula. That is the goal. You don't give somebody a roadmap and forget to put pieces of the map in there. Otherwise, they're never going to get their goal. So I needed him to come, not just tell me it's his products and it's this, that, and the other. I needed him to come and literally show me the product, show me what he took, when he took it, what time he took it, what he ate in between, exactly. Because my thing was, I want your exact roadmap, because I will follow your exact roadmap. And if it does not give me the exact results that I expect that you say you got, then somewhere down the line, something you're not telling me, or that doesn't it doesn't work. And that is the only way that I can be 100% sure that if I get the results, that I can share those results with somebody else and know with as much confidence as 100% can be in somebody's mind, that if I tell you that this will work for you, and I tell you if you follow my lead and follow my roadmap for success, you will get success. Otherwise, my integrity is everything to me. So otherwise, it's not going to work. Well, it didn't take much, many days for my body to respond to this nutrition plan in a way that it had not responded to my own plan. And does it saying that it's better than my plan? No. What I did learn is that there's a plan, there's a time and a place for a plan, for any plan, really. And the body responds and then it stops responding for reasons, and you have to pay attention to the data. For me personally, at my juncture of my life where I was at, my body was at a relatively low percentage of body weight, even body fat, even though it wasn't processing foods correctly. So which meant I was nutritionally out of balance, but I didn't know that. But it wasn't processing foods correctly. But as far as the math was concerned, I was, at the time, maybe 11 to 12% body fat for any man. That's considered pretty lean and fit. My lows would be, I went from 7, at some point in time, the early part of my, last 4 years ago. I was 7%. Then I went to Bobby Judge and got in a water tank, and I was like 3 or 4 years of 7%. Then I gradually went back up to 10. I would live at 10, But now hit the 12 or 13. But, you know, those ranges are still in the teens. It's still considered extremely fit, especially for a man that's 54 years old. I'm in the top 5% of most men. So I'm like going, it's not bad. But hold on a second. Cam, make sure you jiggle that handle, please. It didn't wear. It didn't look on me like the way I wanted it, which I knew what I could look like because I'd seen 7%. So it's like once you see it, you can't undo that vision in your head. And so I had to talk to Jeff because when I go after something I want, I go after somebody who already has it. I don't go like my wife would tell you, Jenny would tell you, she doesn't go and get makeup tips from Elvira, right? Because bottom line is she doesn't want her makeup to look like Elvira. So I would never go to the gym and go to a personal trainer and that didn't look better than me. If you weren't in better shape than I was, if you didn't have something that I aspire to be, then I'm not going to ask you for your advice. I mean, just common sense, right? I mean, you know, don't ask people for advice that don't have what you want. So I'm asking Jeff for advice because he looked, the level of leanness, muscle mass, body fat percentage was one of the things. He had what I wanted in some degree. In a lot of degrees. So he was gracious enough to come and help me, and I put me on the product, and within 8 days, my body dropped under 200 pounds. And to somebody, that may not mean anything, but I walked around at 205, 210, 215, and no more than that. I mean, pretty much, I never went back near the 250-something pounds I was when I started my journey. But for me, like I said, to everyone else, I looked like I was in pretty good shape. To most people, younger or older, I looked like I was in pretty good shape, but I knew that I was carrying fat. And I was carrying that fat in those places that don't, you know, the front didn't show up that much in the front, but it showed in the back and the love handles. You know, when I walked past the mirror, I could see the little saddlebags there. And that's where the tape measure, when you do a tape measure around your waist, it tells you the true inches. It doesn't lie. And so it may not be necessarily a pot belly, but it's showing, it's all layered there, especially around the back for me. And so I finally, on the 200 pounds, I dropped like, you know, I went from 213.8, which is my start weight, to 198 in 8 days, 198.9, almost 199. It was under 200. That's all I cared about in 8 days. And I was like, holy crap. I mean, I had done everything possible to get under 200 pounds because in my head, I knew that when I was at my leanest, I weighed 193 to 197. Now, granted, I put on muscle mass over the years, so I told myself that, you know, 205, I guess, but something just told me I wanted to be under 200. Well, it dropped under 200. I'm 35 days later, I'm under 200. But the funny thing is, I'm still 198 pounds. I go to 197, I go 198, 197, even 199 sometimes. But I pretty much stay between 198 and 197. I've been at that weight now probably about the last 10 or 12 days. Exact same weight, right? And to some people, they get frustrated and go, why am I not 193 or why am I not 189? And yes, but I do my body fat numbers every single week on a very expensive machine at Blick Fitness that they're gracious enough to let me still use. And my body fat keeps going down, and I keep getting lower and lower and lower. Today, I'm 8.2% body fat. I started off at 13.8% body fat when I started this journey. So the reason why I'm telling you that is because I've trained, our protocol is trained, just the way we've gone about things. We've been so focused on fat loss or fat release. My wife tells me to stop saying loss because you'll find it. So fat release for 8 years. And it is because that's what drives people. I mean, ultimately, what makes our HD Bife life so successful is that people see the scale moving pretty much every single day, but also their Achilles heels when they stop seeing the scale move every single day. And so, you know, the mentality that we have, the people that have, I think the biggest challenge that the people will have that they find themselves transitioning over to Nutrition Plan X will be them not realizing all the things that are happening to your body that make up, and that actually the actual fat release that you're getting is the actual side effect of all the good stuff going on in your body. And I'm going to start talking about that now. So what happened? Why is it that I'm dropping body fat and my body weight is not changing? How does that happen? Really, I mean, if I'm losing a percent, let's say a percent of body fat per week, and my weight's about 198, that's 1.9 pounds of body fat, which is the national average, right? Two pounds of fat a week. But my numbers are not changing. I mean, literally, if I was losing 2 pounds of fat, wouldn't my weight go from 198 to 197? Well, doesn't that mathematically make sense to everybody listening? It did make sense to me. But this is the thing that makes Nutrition Plan X so flipping amazing. One of the things, and I'm going to go through as many as I can because I am impressed. when you have, there's all kinds of fat we have. We have that abnormal fat. We have the structural fat that are that protects our muscles and organs from impact. That is that necessary essential fat that you want. You have to have it. You have to leave some on your body. I told that to my friend Jeff, who's now 3% body fat and has about 5.7 pounds of total fat on his entire body. And I say that with pure envy. But you know, we all have to be somewhat careful, because if you get your body, your structural fat or essential fat too low, it opens you up to, you know, viruses and colds and you know, it could open up a bunch of health issues. But if you're healthy and you ask where your body fat is, that's not a big deal. But you don't, if you're driving it that way, driving it that low, or low on intentionally, it could be harmful. He's not. He's just living his life. He's just following his nutrition plan, exercising, and his body's just doing what it needs to do, which is a beautiful thing. But the question, back to the question. So how am I losing this fat or a body fat on this machine, but yet I'm not changing my weight? Well, one of the things that was brought to mind, I mean, I knew about the term visceral fat for years. I knew that it was the kind of fat we don't want. It's the fat that actually just stifles your organs. That's the fat that you find in your liver. When someone says they have a fatty liver, that is visceral fat. When you have fat around your heart, that's causing cardiovascular disease, or squeezing the heart, or squeezing the arteries. This is the dangerous silent killer that basically makes people drop dead when they have too much of it in their body. And that's the fat that most conventional diets don't go after at all. And in many places, it's after it last, right? So that fat you don't see. I mean, we have the abnormal fat, or the fat that the ugly fat you guys don't like, the parts of us we want to cut off if we could, right? And the parts we go get liposuction out if we don't, if we don't want to be patient, or we have difficulty in certain pocket areas. That's the fat that we've been concentrating on as dieters for as long as mankind's been around, right? But what we don't look at is the inside. If you did an actual MRI of your body and they scanned it for fat, and you could tell the people who are extremely healthy and the people who are unhealthy but look healthy on the outside. Could some of the health issues we had from last year, could that have been part of it? I know for me, my blood pressure was very, I'd have high blood pressure, and it'd be normal for years, and it'd go high again, it'd be normal for years. A lot of things unexplained, and I'm still getting answers to them, but I'm just touching on information that makes you go, right? So as you get to that last 10 pounds or so, and some of you ladies have been there, some of you guys have been there, that frustrating part where you're running and you're busting your ass and you're working out and you're cutting calories, you're doing all the stuff to get rid of that last 10 or 15, 20 pounds. We call that the sticky fat. We call that fat, that visceral fat, the sticky stuff. It's sticky because it holds on for dear life, and what completely is counterproductive is reducing calories, trying to starve the fat off of you. But what happens is that's when you start seeing your face get gaunt and long and narrow. You start looking, your eyes get sunken. You start to not look so healthy, even though you're still 5, 7, 8 pounds away from where you want to be, and you're just forcing your body to try and get there, and you just start not looking right because the body does the opposite of what you're trying to do. Whenever you starve it, it holds on to what it needs most, and that last fat, the sticky fat, the hard stuff to get rid of, is not going to come off under those circumstances. So the only way to get sticky fat to leave the body is to nourish the body, nutritionally balance the body, cleanse the body, and give the body the right amount of protein, carbs, and fat, so it's kind of happy, right? So the happier your body is, the more it's in gluttony, for lack of a better word, of water, nutrients, proteins, carbs, and good healthy fats. Your body will turn off the alarm system, if you will. There's an alarm system our body's in constantly. If we are injured, if we're sick, if we're out of balance, and something's not functioning right, you know, some of the organs aren't functioning right, like thyroid and kidneys and liver and what have you, that your body actually produces fat to protect you. It's a protection mechanism. And, you know, sometimes you can love somebody to death, and that's what our fat learns how to do. Sometimes it loves us to death, right? It's trying to protect us, you know, and yet it's actually killing us in the process. So we need to be we have to have to find a mechanism to communicate with the body and say, hey, I'm okay. All is good in the world. Back off. It's all right to let go, let God, let the fat out of me, let it release, and so I can breathe. And so the only real way to do that effectively is to nourish the body. Well, this is the problem that we have, and this is what I'm going to say. This is where I'm getting to the conversation where it's not your fault, right? So some of it is not your fault. We live in a society. If you live here in the United States, we live in a society. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get in my soapbox about the political aspect of the food industry, the pharmaceutical industry, but it is what it is. How we treat our food, how we treat the production of our food, the animals in which we eat, the crops in which we eat, how we make them, how we treat them, and how we preserve them, or falsely to make or falsely give them false size and make them bigger, is by giving them hormones and antibiotics. And I didn't know that they give. I thought they give antibiotics to animals to keep them from getting sick. They actually give antibiotics to animals in large doses to make them fatter. We had our cows. I didn't know that they impregnate. They synthetically or artificially impregnate cows in order to make their milk production faster and all year round, versus waiting for the natural turn of time, natural time for them to go into season, if you will. And milk, the more I start studying about how our food is made and what's going on our plate and what's going on in our body, it gets really scary. It gets really scary. And so this is where I'm saying it's not your fault. I'm not going to go, like I said, my goal is to avoid the political soapbox, but this is the bottom line. Even if you eat organically, like my wife and I have for the last 90, I want to say, that's not too generous, 85% of the time we eat organically, choose organic restaurants, travel and look for special restaurants when we travel. I mean, we actually made a job of eating as healthy as we could because we wanted to stay lean and fit and feel good. And also, we have a high level of accountability. I don't want to be the guy that's coaching people to be fit if I'm not fit. I mean, to me, that's just hypocrisy. So, but the more we did that, and the more that we shopped organically, spent more money eating organically, and sometimes when things were tough and it was a choice to go, I don't know, conventional chicken versus organic chicken. I mean, it's just chicken right now, man. The money's tight. We always, 9 out of 10 times, still chose quality over quantity. But yet we were still getting sick, still getting fatter at times, and still having ailments. And bottom line is, hormones they put in the food, the pesticides on our fruits. I mean, I don't talk about everything that I buy. I don't talk about things unless they actually wow me. Like, I don't think any of you even know, unless you saw it in one of my videos, that I spent $5,000 for a Kagan water machine. And I felt that if I got alkaline, that would help us improve our health, help our weight loss issues. I did a lot of studying about alkaline water. I still believe alkaline water is a better choice than drinking the bottled water, but it didn't wow me. I mean, I've had this machine in my life for over 6 months now. It wasn't like I had life-changing events that I could look you in the eye and swear to you came from me drinking alkaline water, which I'm drinking right now out of a big gallon jug. Sorry, I had to take a break. So I didn't talk about it. Because of the fact I couldn't go and say, I tell you, if someone says, hey, I drink alkaline water, but this is a marketing company. I could sell this machine and make a pretty good commission on it. I think people would take my word for it if I told them that I'm drinking alkaline water and my body's phenomenal and I'm losing weight and I feel great and I'm bouncing off the walls. You never heard me have that conversation over the last 6 months. Is it because I think it sucks? No. The point was I couldn't give myself any concrete evidence that adding the alkaline water made me feel better, because I just didn't feel better. Now, it may have been other things going on. I'm sure there was other things going on, the fact that I was nutritionally out of balance and that my certain foods didn't agree with me and what have you. But the point was that I bought the machine with the hopes of it trying to help me cure something. And I'm sure I'm having benefit from it. I'm sure part of the reason why I feel good now that I'm nutritionally balanced has to do with the fact that I'm more alkaline. But get my drift. That I only talk about things that change my life in a significant way, that I can look somebody in the eye and feel highly confident that it will change theirs. And so I didn't talk about it. I've interviewed other products. You guys have seen my interviews on products, but you see me quietly stop talking about it in a couple of weeks. If I think it's too expensive, if I think it's not duplicatable, if I think the person's not going to get a wow factor out of it, if I don't think it really – you have to wow me for me to really kind of go on the limb and start telling my friends and family about something. That's just the way I am. I've been pitched every product under the sun, from makeup to freaking every nutritional product, not everyone, but I mean a lot of them. Everyone believes in their stuff. It's great. I've tried a lot of them, But like I say, this is the problem I have with product. I'm a hard guy. I'm a hard guy. I tell them, send me the product, I'll try it. I'll try it for a few weeks. If I notice all the great things that you're claiming on this flyer, then I'll talk to my people about it, and I will be your best customer. If it doesn't, then I'm figuring that if it doesn't impress me, then it impressed you, great. But if it doesn't impress me, I can't look somebody in the face and tell them so. So here we are, 35 days later, and I'm still talking about Nutrition Plan X, and I'm not going to stop. Why? Because I sleep better today than I've slept in years. I am up more hours than I have been in quite some time. My work hours have increased exponentially because I'm sharing and I'm talking and I'm running two businesses, and my wife is buried running the business, and we're both busier than hell. We have a construction going on in our house. We're, you know, it's just crazy, right? But I'm bouncing off the walls. I just ran ran 4 miles again today. I've clogged 16 miles this week already. It's only Wednesday. I'm not a long-distance runner by any stretch of the imagination, but I offset that with my workout training because I go to the gym almost every day, and I feel like $1 million. My body fat's dropping every week, and that's because I'm on this plan, right? And they have the supplements. I'm taking these supplements that are you know, pharmaceutical, you know, the good portion of them are pharmaceutical. I can't say they all are because they're not all pharmaceutical grade, but the majority of them are. But the point is that they have in them what they say they have in them to the nth degree. And there's something about supplements. I took a lot of supplements, guys. You guys saw my video. If you follow me, I did picture. I took 20 something in the morning, 20 in the afternoon. It was ridiculous. When Jay and I traveled, we had bags of supplements. We looked like drug dealers with all the pills we had in different baggies and stuff like that. We had different colors and everything. We did look like drug dealers. But the point was, we were still. That's how hard we were working at trying to feel good, right? So let me fast forward and get more into the details of why I don't want to get off point. So the visceral fat issue is the reason why my body fat keeps going down, but my weight doesn't go down, because I obviously have some fat around my organs that don't need to be there. And that shows up physically in your body. It shows up with bloated belly. It shows up with love handles. It shows up, think about your liver. That's where your liver is at, right? I mean, think about it. Where your organs are positioned in your body, if you have a good portion of visceral fat around that, you can lose all the weight you want. But if you're not healing the body from the inside out, you're still going to have those problem areas. You know, those areas you can't get rid of for the life of you. Think about that's where you probably have some sticky fat that is in decent abundance, that whatever plan you've been on has not gotten enough of it off yet. And it's the last, it is the last to leave. And so it is that sucker you want to just curse, right? But we have to know about it. We have to figure out a way, how do we deal with it and how we get rid of it if you really want to end up completely lean, looking the way you're supposed to look. So why is that important? I didn't think about visceral fat. I just assumed that was coming off with the rest of the fat. I didn't isolate it. So it's, you know, it's interesting that no matter how much knowledge you have, no matter how smart you think you are, no matter how well read, how well studied, whatever, there's always something you just don't know. And when you finally get the information and you have this aha moment, it changes your life. And these are the kind of aha moments I've had. You know, and in some aspect, I feel like a dumbass. Like, why didn't I know some of this stuff? But yet, you can't know everything. You know what? You give myself a break. Can't know everything. But what I do know is that whenever I learn something that's really fascinating to me, I share it with you guys because I think you might find it equally as fascinating. So what Nutrition Plan X is, it is my name for the Isagenix brand, the Isagenix product. So let the secret out of the bag, guys. The product that I'm using is Isagenix. The reason why I call it Nutrition Plan X, and it's sticking now because it's trending like crazy, so I'd be stupid not to use that name anymore. I didn't know I'd actually created a word that trends, but it's trending. Not that I just learned what that meant anyway. Like, I'm saying it like I know what it means, but I don't. But I just know that it's trending on Twitter and Instagram and what have you. So on Facebook. So, but the thing is that I didn't put the name out there because I didn't want to start talking about a product that I didn't know for sure worked. And so when I did my initial experimenting and I was doing the plan, I just wanted to call it something generic. So in case it didn't work for me, I just back away from it. It'd be no name. I didn't bag on nobody. I didn't hurt any of my friends who were using the products or promoting the products. I didn't want to damage anybody, change anyone's opinion one way or the other. So I call it Nutrition Plan X, which I love because of the fact that it's, I just think it's cool now because people refer to, hey, I want to know about Nutrition Plan X. So that, and it kind of keeps me, kind of keeps what, at least when people know when I, what I'm talking about, you know, what I'm talking about, my version of it, whatever the case may be. So I took on the Isagenics challenge, if you will, and I scrutinized it, and I looked up all the ingredients, and I spent the, if you last heard my last show, I spent, you know, probably 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon Googling every single ingredient that I didn't understand, looking with a microscope with a red pen and a green pen, trying to find the chemicals and trying to find the shit in it, because it had to be crap in there somewhere, because I've never seen a supplement or a bar or a product that was not real food that didn't have a lot of crap in it, and just they were just basically sugar-loaded, covered-up, camouflaged crack bars. And somehow they called it nutrition. Well, much to my surprise, I couldn't find one artificial ingredient, one artificial sweetener, one artificial chemical. Everything was either a food, a botanical, an extract of a food. And I realized that nutrition is food, food is nutrition. And they somehow were genius enough to put superfood in easy to digest or what's the word I'm looking for? Easy to assimilate into your lifestyle and body in protein shakes and greens and fruits and enzymes and botanical drinks and what have you. And I was like, holy crap, wow, that's pretty good. Okay, but that's good, but how will it make me feel and how will it work in my body? If you've been following me on anything that I do socially for the last 35 days, it's pretty obvious how I feel. I don't think I have people commenting on me that they don't even know what I'm saying. They don't even know what I'm talking about. They just know this is Nutrition Plan X, and the only reason they want it because they've never seen me so animated and so enthusiastic and so bouncing off the walls and so high energy and so freaking just out there that they can remember. And they've been following me for a long, long time. And they're like going, dude, what is up with you? Whatever you're taking, I got to have. And I go, you can't even fake that. I mean, it's like my animation is just so freaking off the chart, and I'm feeling so good. And I got to tell you, you don't know how bad you're feeling until you feel good. And that freaking blows me away. And it saddens me. I don't know why the hell I get on this show with you guys, and I just start freaking welling up. It's the freaking weirdest thing. It's like I can't control it. But it's so sad to me. I know how much my wife is struggling, how much I know right now she's not real happy about the whole diagnosis and everything. I mean, she's been pretty optimistic and positive for months on end, and she keeps getting more news. And so I think maybe that's why I get choked up on thinking about her. But she's a fighter, and she's going to get through this, and we have a game plan. But I just know she's just frustrated. Like, you know, why me? I've done everything I could do to be healthy, and she's getting slammed. So I think a part of that, but you know what? We both just didn't feel right. And it's hard to be, you know, it's kind of hard to think you're doing everything possible to live a healthy life and to walk the walk and walk the talk, and then you still have to admit the fact that you don't feel good, and it's disheartening. And I hear stories from clients every day that have gone to doctors, and the doctors diagnose them with something, and they give them a medicine. Next thing you know, they don't have a thyroid anymore, and they don't have this, and it's freaking shameful. But I just know that a lot of people out there, the number one biggest complaint they have, you know, yeah, they're fat or they're overweight, they can't get their weight off, but they just don't feel good. They just don't feel good. They don't feel like doing certain things. I mean, you got mothers that have three kids. I talk to mothers that have three kids, and she's like, I got three kids, they're all under 12, and I don't have the energy to run around with them and take care of them, and it scares me. And I think to myself, you know, I get it. I mean, Jane and I were doing yoga and pushing ourselves. And pushing ourselves because almost out of fear, if we didn't do anything, that we would lose what we had, and realize it just didn't feel right. So here I am, 35 days later, which happened about two. Started happening about 2 weeks into me being on this plan and taking the supplements and getting balanced, and it keeps getting better. And it's kind of hard to live in my house right now because my wife, who doesn't feel as good as I do, she's looking at me and seeing how good I feel. And just kind of wishing that she can get there. And she's starting the program. She's on the product. She's slowly moving into it. Certain things she can't take now because of the Hashimoto's. We're both getting a sensitivity test. Just, you know what, we're not guessing anymore. We want to know everything. So now it's like, you know what, I feel better, great, but I want to know if I'm sensitive to something that can thwart how good I feel. I need to know up front. She also needs to know that, you know, if she's one of those people that's sensitive to weigh and what have you. So we're doing the sensitivity test this week. But I mean, she sees how good I feel. She sees the energy I have, and I see her energy improving. We run together. I mean, of the 16 miles that we've run this week, she's run 8 of those miles with me, which is something she could not do a month ago, much less 3, 4, 5 months ago. So I know she's slowly improving. I mean, actually, her thyroid function is actually pretty good. It's just being attacked 24/7, which makes it difficult for her to lose that last 5 or 10 pounds herself, which is frustrating for her. So I get emotional because of the fact that I know that if I'm going through this level of frustration, if I'm going through this level of not feeling feeling out of balance and feeling what it feels like to be in balance, there's no way that I could talk on the phone to a customer or client and not share this with them and not have them not want for them what I have for myself. And so and it all depends on where you are in your life, you know. So I mean, a part of this conversation has to be about you, because people keep asking, well, what about your protocol? My protocol, guys, I still encourage everyone to use my protocol, but there's time for everything, right? If you're a first timer that's using my protocol for the first time, you stay the course. I got you already. What life looks like for HG Body for Life, let's just put that on the table. What life looks like for HG Body for Life, that we will eliminate the need for phase 3 and phase 4. So basically, if you're on my phase 2 HG Body for Life plan, stay the course. You're having great success. Keep doing what you're doing until you get to your goal weight or your desired weight, and then I'm going to transition you into Nutrition Plan X. But people call me and go, hey, I'm on your plan. I've been on it for 2 weeks. Can I get on this new plan? I'm like, no. Stay the course. You're doing great. There's no reason to switch anything because you're doing great. For those of you that have done the plan and you know who you are and you're a serial dieters or you're frustrated and you need something new, you need a brain change, you need a direction change, you know, channel change to get your head in the game so you can actually feel great and lose the weight, then I got you too. So there's a time and a place for everyone at some point in time to be on this plan. And I'm going to be honest with you and tell you when I don't think it's right for you. And, you know, and that's who I am. I'm not here to sell products. My goal is here, it has always been to get you in the very best health of your life, best shape of your life as fast as possible. And if I have now an end game, that's why I'm so excited. You realize that my excitement is not over my physique, even though I got to admit, I get up to the mirror every morning like a 5-year-old kid, and I look in the mirror, and I run in there, and I turn the light on, and look and go, oh, yeah. I do. I posted that today. I'll be honest. I'm getting to the point where I know what my future body looks like. I know what it's gonna, I know that it's going to be ridiculous, right? I know that at 54 and turning by before I'm even 55, I know that my level of fitness and body fat and symmetry and muscle mass and all that kind of stuff is going to envy a 20 or 25-year-old kid. I know that. I'm patient. I'm getting up in the morning and I'm watching it happen. I'm actually looking at myself for the very first time in a very close way. We've all been trained to stop looking at ourselves because we're so pissed and disgusted with ourselves. We don't look anymore. We pass the mirror with hiding eyes. I don't hide anymore from the mirror. I welcome what's coming the very next day. I welcome it. It's the first time in my life I can actually say that I welcome it, other than those very first few years when I was in tip-top shape. So, you know, I get it, right? So I got you guys, right? I got you. But the point is that you have to know when it's right for you. So when I started getting stressed out about people that are pinging me on Facebook, and I have a list. I mean, if you could see the whiteboard I have behind me, there's a list of 50 people that have asked me that they want more information about Nutrition Plan X. And I can't just go, okay, this is it. Pick your own poison, because that's not how I do things. I want to make sure you get the right program, the right plan. I want to make sure that I can coach you and guide you to success. I've never put anybody on anything that I personally put myself in front of, but I go, I got you all the way until you look in the mirror and cry. So it doesn't matter if it's plan A or plan B. It doesn't matter if it's HG Body for Life or it's plan X. The point is, the goal is still the same from me for you, is for you to look in the mirror and cry, right? But also to have that mirror not change a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, to the negative, right? That's been the goal. That has been my quest for the last 5.5 years. Once we cracked the code to getting people great shape, but then I was chasing the dragon, trying to find a way to keep people in great shape, and with myself being included. Because if you can't solve your own problem, don't step in the world and try and solve somebody else's problem, right? So my excitement stems from me being so excited that my life, the quality of my life has changed, and it'll be forever changed, which means, and little things that some of you guys will get and some of you won't. I do not obsess over food. I do not get up every morning, and my wife and I don't have the same conversation we've had for the last 8 years of our life. What are we having for dinner and lunch? I don't know. You better take it out of the refrigerator. I know what my lunch is going to be pretty much ahead of time. And if I have to take it out of the refrigerator, it's fine. But it's not a conversation of if I'm going to prepare something, which I, because I do like preparing my one major meal of the day. And I like to make it epic and beautiful and tasty and all that kind of stuff. So I think ahead. But I'm not obsessing over food. I go to a restaurant and I don't worry about the restaurant. I choose restaurants based on the quality of the food that I want to have. But I don't worry about if I'm going to be able to navigate the menu and modify if I need to modify, because I really don't need to modify much, right? I don't need to take much out of it, except the things that I choose not to have in my diet. So my life, as far as the things that I would have to worry about, you know, I don't worry about getting on the scale after Friday night sushi or after chicken, you know, rotisserie chicken with and pita bread and pumice with the kids on fight night. I don't worry about that I'm going to have a 5 pound gain the next morning on the scale. I've already tested it over and over again. And I go, I look at it, and I go, unreal, unbelievable, amazing what happens to your body when it's nutritionally balanced. Amazing, right? So just the lack of worry that I have with a constant processing of what am I going to eat and what is it going to do to my body and how am I going to feel has been lifted from me for the last 35 days of my life. Put a price tag on that. I can't. I can't. I can't put a price tag on the fact that I get up out of bed in the morning, I go pee, and I got to turn on the light, I look in the mirror, and I smile. I can't put a price tag on that. I can't put a price tag on the fact that I know, even though I haven't seen it yet, I know what my body looks like at 7% and just completely freaking shredded. I know what it looks like. I have a picture in my head. I just haven't seen it in quite some time. But I know that in a very short period of time, because I actually joined the Iced Body Challenge where I took my first before picture that I showed on Facebook with my 28-day, you know, progress report, if you will. And the Iced Body Challenge is a 16-week challenge. I have 16 weeks to get in shape, which means I have 12 more weeks left to get in shape. That's a joke. I mean, I'm like laughing at that because I have, what, 5 pounds of fat on me that I could give up, really? Maybe not. Maybe if I pushed it, 8 pounds of fat on me that I could push up, push it. I mean, I'm not going to push it. It's going to do what it's going to do. My body's going to do what it's going to do, right? It's going to end up where it was going to end up because I'm just eating my nutrition and exercising and taking care of my body, right? So it's going to do what it's going to do. But the point is that it's already done this much in 35 days. Now, granted, those last few pounds, right? I'm dealing with the visceral fat and working on as my body's learning to release it. But I have 12 weeks to get in the very best shape of my life. And to the point where I go, I'm actually willing to sign up for a fitness competition for the first time in my adult life at 54 years old because I have that level of confidence that I'm going to be able to get myself, even with an injury, even with a neck injury, which has my right hand not being able to lift a lot of weight. Even with that, I still have the optimism to go. I still go to the gym, and I still have to be the guy that lifts the 35-pound dumbbells and the 45-pound dumbbells. And I'm learning every day to check my ego at the door and realize it's not about pushing up 100-pound dumbbells. Let the young dummies do that. I'm okay with that. It does sometimes frustrate me when my arms collapse and collapse and I think, oh my God, I be careful. It does frustrate me that I'm injured and I want to fix it and just not sure how they're going to be able to fix it. But the point is that I'm so optimistic that I will be able to achieve a level of fitness that I have not achieved either in the recent last 4 or 5 years or in my life because I may end up being leaner than I've ever been, right? The point is that it's exciting to know that that's my possibility. Nothing else is a possibility to me. Being fat again is not a possibility. Being frustrated at 5, 10 pounds is not a possibility. Why? How can I say with the highest level of confidence? Because I got the plan, and I don't plan on stopping. I've already seen what people do. What happens to people when they do this program for 6 months, a year, up to 14 years? One of the things I did in Dallas was interview and meet people and talk to them and ask them how they maintain their weight because they've had it off for so long. That was the only thing that I really cared about because another fast fat loss program really wasn't the thing that I needed in my life. I pretty much felt I had the holy grail of that. But I did need something that was going to make me feel better and help me keep the fat off of me and help me not yo-yo diet and be obsessive and be my own worst enemy when it came to my own program. You know, I don't talk about people and talk about you serial dieters as a point. I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm a serial experimenter, but in the back of my head, if I experiment and get it right, then I also will figure out how to keep that last 5 or 15 pounds off. So I had an ulterior motive all the time, and that was also to get myself to a place where I wanted to be and could not achieve. So I don't point fingers, but I know where you're at. I know where you're coming from. I know why you're on this call right now. And so, Obtrusion Plan X, let's close the show on that. Let me get back to the basics. You know, I can go on forever about this. So, you know, I feel phenomenal, right? So what does your life look like on Obtrusion Plan X? What it does look like is that your food choices open up exponentially. And all of a sudden, the salmon that you crave for years because you've been ATG dieting, or the lamb, or the pork chops, or the veal, or the whatever fish you wanted, or whatever meat you wanted, whatever protein you wanted, whatever fruit you wanted, or whatever vegetable you wanted, pretty much is open season. It's really about nutrients and caloric density, right? That, you know, the body doesn't count calories, it counts nutrients. So if you have a deficient diet, you can cut calories all you want and you're not going to lose weight, or you can eat all the calories in the world and you're not going to lose weight. Bottom line, it's going to be very difficult for you to dial it in. So what these little geniuses did over there, and the team of geniuses, they figured out a way to make superfoods in a quality of protein shake from a place outside of the U.S., New Zealand, the healthiest place when it comes to producing food on the planet, that they actually have laws against. It's against the law to use an antibiotic or a pesticide or anything on an animal other than let them eat grass and obviously take care of them if they're injured or sick. But other than that, it's against the law. You're not allowed to process or do anything to them. You're not allowed to artificially inseminate them and fertilize them so their milk production is 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year until they die. You're not allowed to do that. You have to you're out to pasture, and when the cows come in the season, they rotate the cows in season. They bring them in. They naturally milk them. They cold press the whey protein so it never gets boiled or heated, so all the vitamins and nutrients and the actual whey is no longer in the product. So most of the stuff that we take here in the States that is processed and made here is not really worth the salt that it's, you know, that it's packaged in. So they don't allow for any of that stuff. So this company went, okay, you know what? If we can't do it in the U.S. and make it 100% the best product ever, then we'll do it outside of the country. We're in a place where they don't allow you to mess around with the food. So what happens is when you get a superfood that has high quality, that has exactly what they say is in it, what happens to the body that it actually absorbs into the cells, and the body does a happy dance, and it says the alarm system goes off, and it says release fat versus hold on to fat. But we have to go one step further, which was so brilliant that it said, realize, you know what, unless we detox the body, unless we can clean out the cells, unless we can get the heavy metals and the chemicals and the carcinogens and the free radicals out of the body that's locking that cell up. I mean, think about your fat cells. We mobilize them. We try to get them out of the system, but they're mobilizing toxins into our body, so we're actually making it more toxic the more we try to lose the fat. But first, we have to break into the cell to get the nutrients into that body. So when you're eating a chicken breast or a steak or green, you know, luscious greens that have more crap in them, even if they're crap-free, the bottom line is your body can't take in those nutrients, so you are pretty much stuck. You're stuck. You're on the hamster wheel. So they detox the body so the cells will open up and so the nutrition can go in, the nutrients can go in. The body kind of goes, okay, I get the alarm system starts to come off. It starts to come out of high alert, and it starts to release body fat from all over the place. It starts to release visceral fat. It starts to unchoke the organs. So what happens? You start feeling healthier. You start having more energy. You start sleeping better. Your melatonin levels go up, so you sleep better at night. What happens when you sleep better at night? Your body recovers, and it actually burns more fat. It's a brilliant system, one that I couldn't make or recreate myself, so why would I bother? The point is that the more I learn about it, the more I'm on it. Forget about what it says. That's why I don't really care what somebody comes at me and says, this will do this for you and that for you. It damn well just better. Otherwise, I'm not interested. And so what I'm living, what you're hearing in my voice and in my animation and in my excitement is something that lives up to the hype. HCG in my world lived up to the hype. It saved my life. And that's why it's been a passionate conversation that I've talked about every day of my life for the last 8 years. It's not a conversation I will change because it's still a lifesaver. But now we're on the other chapter, right? Now the solution that I have, the problem that I have to solve, that I've been asked to solve for myself and for the thousands of people that listen to me, follow me, that are on my list, that are my friends, family. Colin, great. So I can get the weight off. Well, how am I going to keep it off? Do you know the number one concern of anybody that starts any protocol? It doesn't matter how successful the television says it is, or the celebrity says it is, or how successful it just may be, or how successful they were the first time or the second time, is, yeah, but am I going to be able to keep the weight off? It somehow makes the process more cheapened and more vile because you've shown me something that I can't hold on to. It's like giving somebody $1 million and putting it in their bank account and have them start to think about all the things they're going to buy, and then they wake up the next morning and the bank account's empty. That person will probably tell you, I never even saw it in there in the first place because it's so devastating. I hear the stories of the people that just want to give up because they go, that was the last thing that ever worked for me. Nothing ever worked for me before. And now what am I going to do? Imagine my life and the wife of my wife's life, when my wife is probably the most perfect executioner, not the right word use, but you get what I'm talking about, when it comes to following our plan that she helped write and create. And when it stopped working for her at her most desperate time, because you know what, she didn't need it. Most of the time, she didn't need it. We did it as a detox once a year. I was the experimenter, but when it came to her, once, twice a year as a detox, usually right before spring, right before summer, and right after winter, you know, could always want to be lean. When all of a sudden that 10 pounds that she has, or 12 pounds, whatever it was, 8 pounds, didn't matter. When she did a 43-day round and lost 3 pounds and did everything to the letter, think about how devastating she was. Devastated she was. When the one thing that she has lived her life to talk about and share about and work about and sell and promote suddenly didn't work, and you were the expert, what do you think her life felt like? My life felt like? What do you think? I know what your life feel like, but you guys could chalk it up as just another program didn't work for me after it worked the first time didn't work. There's a story there, but when you believe in something wholeheartedly and you can't get it to work, you realize it and you know it works, there's something else going on. Well, that something else is what's going in our body that's not coming out. And that's the toxins, and that's the chemicals and the hormones and all the crap that we're being ingested. And you guys, you can't get away from it. Even organically, you can't get away from it. I bought that Kagan water machine because I knew a part of that, one of those waters, I could clean my vegetables and they would take all the pesticides off that you could not wash off with soap and water. And that was one of the reasons I did it, because I was trying to rid our household and family of pesticides, right? And so that's what it did, but it still didn't help us solve the problem because the problem is in everything else. So when you have, when so if you can't stop the crap in your food, then you have to find a different food to eat at least a majority of the time to help your body recover from the damage that's being done to it. And that's what Isogenics does. It is food. It is nutrient, pure, raw, unadulterated nutrient. So let me give you a picture of what life looks like for me. And my life looks a little bit different now because I'm at a level of body fat that I make modifications. So I probably should just say what it looked like because let me just say what it looked like. I'll say what it looked like just so you guys don't get confused. So I get up in the morning and I go to the gym because I go early because I have a very busy day, a busy life. And if I felt at the time if I didn't go in the morning that I would have intention to go in the afternoon. I get busy. I have appointments, calls, and I would go, oh, I can't leave because now I'm spending an hour and a half in the gym. I'll just put it off to tomorrow. So in order to put me first, I get up early and I go to the gym and I enjoy that time with myself. I listen to my morning call with my friends, my most motivational call with my friends on there, and I take in some good stuff and I meditate and I work out hard and I get in the sauna and I chill out and look at my Facebook and respond to people, and that's my time. And then I come and I'm in work mode. As soon as I'm leaving the gym, I have a high quality, what they call Isolene Pro Shake, that is 36 grams of pure protein with the right amount of carbs and the right amount of good healthy fats for my body. And I put that nutrition in my body. And that holds me off for a few hours. Then I have a midday snack if I'm hungry, and I have, you know, a handful of almonds and maybe half an apple or something like that, or a piece of fruit. Any fruit, grapes, doesn't matter. Then I'll have my epic lunch. And at lunch is the time that I stop. And other than this last couple of weeks where you guys have just been bombarding me, and I don't say it in a negative way, I love you and I appreciate you. Keep doing it. But I go upstairs in the kitchen, and plus we have construction going on. Can't really go in the kitchen. And I'd make my epic lunch. And I would make my salmon, grilled salmon. I'd make a big salad, and I have a sweet potato. And I mean, it's just freaking awesome. And the funny thing, we went to the store, went to the grocery store after the first couple of weeks. I still was a little bit in the mode of I got to eat the stuff I've been eating. You know, I couldn't let go of the box I've been living in for quite some time. And then Jane and I went to the store, and it's like, well, you want to pick up some ground beef? No. Want to get some turkey? No. Want to get some chicken? Well, chicken's always a go-to thing. Yeah, get some organic chicken breast or legs. Let's get legs instead of breast. But I wanted salmon, and I wanted, you know, everything, lamb and freaking pork chops. I wanted everything that I wasn't eating all this time on a regular basis. So we changed the menu. So my epic lunches are everything, most of the time, everything that I wasn't eating on my original diet plan, with nutrition plan. And I would say diet plan because I lived in phase three, if you guys know what I'm talking about. Phase three pretty much was my phase four, right? And with occasional stuff. So I make an extra lunch, which is huge, big. I mean, it barely fits on my plate. Salad's usually falling off the side of it. I mean, everything, it's big, right? And then I have, sometimes I'll have a mid-afternoon snack, but I'm not really hungry. And then I have my shake for dinner. That's my dinner. And then I go to bed a couple hours later, which I would never go to bed a couple hours later. I would always be up freaking on the computer till midnight. Sometimes I am these days, but most of the time I go to bed and sit in bed with Janie. We watch our shows, and I realize it's 10 o'clock. I'm tired. And I go to bed. Get a really good night's sleep and get up and do it again. It's easy, right? Now it's modified because now I'm packing on. My goal is to hold on and preserve and put on some lean muscle to keep burning fat. So now my life looks like I get up in the morning, I go to the gym, I have a post-workout gym, post-workout shake, which is a less caloric load. It's not a meal replacement because the ice the my morning normal breakfast shake is a meal replacement shake. The body's taking in nutrients, taking in 260 or 280 calories of pure nutrients. But I have my post-workout shake, which is like 120 calories. Then I have my breakfast shake. Then I have my epic lunch or dinner if I switch it up. And then I have my dinner shake or vice versa. Lately, it's been shakes and dinner. And people go, well, you're drinking just shakes all day long and having a meal. Well, how's that a life plan? You know what? This is the thing. It's food. First of all, you got to think it's food. It's not like a protein shake you go to GNC and get. You're trying to get 25 grams of protein in your body. That's not what's going on here. And that's what people have a hard time missing. When you have superfood, it's like, think about it, you're an astronaut. Astronauts can't cook a steak, but they're able to stay in a space station for 6 months to a year, and they're some of the most healthiest people on the planet because they have to be. So think about in that realm, right? So how is a lifestyle plan? What happens is that once you get balanced and you have the nutrients you want in your body's getting nutritionally balanced, I end up having two meals a day plus two shakes a day. Sometimes three. I have a shake before I go to bed. 10 minutes before I go to bed, I have another shake so my body has protein in it as it goes to sleep. It helps me burn fat. That is my mechanism. All right. Everyone's gonna be different, but the point is that when you're getting nutritionally balanced, and this is the thing, you're cleansing every week. You're detoxing the body. It's called you're doing intermittent fasting. You're cleansing the body every week. The body doesn't have the opportunity, even if you're not can't get the meals perfect. Even if your organic meals still have crap in them, or your vegetables still have crap, or your fruits still have crap in them. The point is that you're detoxing the body at least once a week with this botanical cleanse. It's made out of aloe vera juice and a bunch of other stuff in it. And then you're getting your sugar balanced by these tabs. You call them Scooby Snacks. It's balancing your sugar. Bottom line is you have this program, this system that is making sure that you're being taken care of emotionally, physically, and nutritionally all day, every day. You're plugging in the balanced meal that you need. So for you busy people, I mean, I've had truck drivers and stewardesses that freaking couldn't keep a nutrition plan to save their life because they are not in charge of when they eat because of the service they're in. Busy people that travel to hotels and they're traveling all the time and they have to freaking navigate menus. There's a person on the planet that I know does it perfectly. Her name is Paula Berth. She's just publishing her first book about that. I'm so proud of her. I'm giving her a plug. I wish I had her. She gave me her website, but I can't pull it up in a second. But anyway, look her up on Facebook. She's my friend. She's a genius when it comes to traveling and navigating restaurants and hotels if that's your lifestyle and you need help there. Okay. But ultimately, your life fails you because of the convenience of it is out of it, and you have to try and navigate eating food at the right time and the right increments. And this is the thing, guys. Unless you're macronutrient geniuses, it is difficult for us to get the right amount of fat and the right amount of carbs and the right amount of protein in our diet every single day. And this was the key to me and to my getting nutritionally balanced for me and my muscle tone. Everyone's going to be different, but what you learn from getting your nutrition certification and how science has changed, what we learn now, what we know today, just in the last couple of years versus what we knew 10 years ago or 50 years ago, is that there's a minimum amount of protein that the human body needs, male or female, that must have in its diet on a daily basis in order to preserve lean muscle and to burn fat. If you fail to meet those macronutrient numbers on a daily basis, you'll be nutritionally out of balance and you will get fat, period, right? The real number is 1.5 grams of protein, and sometimes higher, per body pound. And I like to preface this because your natural body weight, not your current weight. But just if you went off your current weight, some of you ladies, some of you guys out there, that's 200 grams of protein for most of you, 150 grams for most of you today, 150 to 250 grams of protein. Do you realize for you to get 200 grams of protein, you'd have to have like 11 chicken breasts a day? I mean, you'd have about 10 grams, you'd have to have 9 chicken breasts a day for you to actually just get the minimum requirement. And in essence, it's actually 1.5 grams. So how many of you are eating 9 chicken breasts a day, the equivalent of 9 chicken breasts a day? It is naturally, bodybuilders do it. They get up in the middle of the night and set their alarm clock so they don't go into a catabolic state. They wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, eat a chicken breast, and go back to bed. But none of us want to live like that or could do that. So you have to figure out a better way to get the nutrients in your body that are calorically dense that your body can take in, and yet you're not blowing out your natural calories required for your basal metabolic rate, and that's the rate in which your body burns fat. So just think about it on just a mathematical level. Don't take my word for it. You do your own math. But just know, if you're not getting just that minimum amount of protein, we're not talking about the carbs and the good fat that you need as well as that, which need to be also balanced. So if you're not getting that, almost every single person on this call, unless you're just walking around specimen, unless you're Jeff Beebe and listening, you're nutritionally out of balance. You're toxic. You got a bunch of crap that's stopping you from releasing weight, and you can't get enough protein in your diet for you to preserve lean muscle and burn fat. So you are living in a life of fat that is next to impossible for you to get. And so what happens when you lose the weight because you're on a nutrition plan, they're very similar to that. And let's talk about HCG. That's my baby, right? HCG mobilizes fat, so you're actually getting extra protein and carbs from your own stored fat. The quality of that, we don't know. That's right. That's why the same woman, at the same age, with the same body fat and the same weight to lose, one could lose weight at twice the rate of another one. Two friends could be very similar. One's losing three-fourths of a pound a day. The other one's losing a quarter or a half because one is more toxic than the other. They don't know that on the inside. They're looking on the outside, looking at tape measure. We both have the same kind of body. We both have about 50 pounds to lose. Why are you losing weight so much faster than me? Because one of them may be more toxic than the other. One may have just eaten organically most of the time. One may have eaten more crap all the time. So the point is, inside, as we're mobilizing fat, the quality of that fat will determine how well you lose it, how fast you lose it, and how much you keep it off. So hear what I'm saying. Unless you have a system that allows you to detox the body, and the system allows you to rehydrate and nutritionalize the body, if you will, I'll make words up, you're pretty much going to live in a life of frustration. It sucks. I lived that life. And I would try to eat as much protein as I could possibly have, but I still was missing my numbers. I need to have 200 grams of protein almost a day. Minimum 150. Every day I get 150 now, right? But this is the thing. If we get you to just 100, say your number is 200 if you're a guy and 150 if you're a girl, say your natural weight's supposed to be around 120 to 160 pounds, depending on your height, and I'll tell if you're a tall woman or not. If we can get you to 100 to 120 grams of protein every single day of quality nutrition, have good carbs and good fat in your body, it shuts down the alarm system. The body goes, hey, this person, Alice or Sally, is finally taking care of me. I'm finally getting the nutrients I need. Guess what I don't need? I don't need my winter coat that happens to be on me all year round. I'll start dropping it. And this is the thing. It's going to keep dropping it and keep dropping it. It may not be as fast as HCG for some of you guys, and that's where your brain's going to have to shut off the calculator for a little bit, because what's happening on the inside of your body is more important than what's happening on the outside. The outside will happen. It is just a natural side effect. So we got to get past the speed and the frustration. If you know what's going on in your body and you start seeing it, you start looking at yourself and paying attention, instead of paying attention to the scale, instead of being scale addicts, you start realizing you feel better, your energy's better, you're sleeping better, you freaking want to go run, you want to jog, you want to exercise, your inches are dropping, your pounds are dropping. And then what happens is that the reason why I tell people, be careful of the number you think you want to be on your weight. Jeff Bieber didn't say he wanted to be 189 pounds and 3% body fat. He just wanted to look better and feel better. Right now, he's in better shape than most of the people he knows. He doesn't have any reason to get in better shape, but his body is still doing what it does. The more he gives it nutrition, the more he exercises, the better it gets. The more I give my body nutrition, the more I exercise, the better my body gets. That's why I get up with a grin on my face every single day, because I know what's happening on the inside and what's happening on the outside. So this is why I want you to look at Nutrition Plan X. This is why I want you to start thinking about how you want the quality of your life to be. This is why I want you to think about what it's going to feel like when you can get up in the morning with your kids, if they're a baby or they're just toddlers or if they're teenagers. Get up in the morning and they need mom, 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 dad, 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 dad. You're like, sure, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Sure, I got it. I got you. I got you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Because your energy levels are through the roof, because you feel like $1 million. What happens when you feel like $1 million is contagious. People around you start going, what the hell are you on? And that's what's been happening to me. The reason why I've put 30-something people on my team in the last week is because of the fact they're seeing what's happening. They're seeing what's happening to the people on my team. I posted a picture yesterday and I put it on there for you, if you follow me on Facebook, for you, scale addicts. And I mean that in a very loving way, right? And some of us, our life can get ruined by what the scale says to us in the morning. If it says we lost weight, we're happy as pig in slop. If it says we gained weight, we're freaking want to take somebody's head off. And this girl was on the plan for 30 days, and she lost a total of, I think, 1.5 pounds of fat. That would send somebody into a freaking tailspin. That she didn't have a lot to lose. She started off as a very small girl, but she had a little bit of softness around the middle and the thighs and whatever. Her after picture showed that she was lean and tight, and her abs were popping through because the visceral fat disappeared. The little bit of fat that she did have on the body disappeared. That 1.5 pounds, if you told somebody, oh, yeah, I was on a diet for 30 days, I lost 1.5 pounds, they'd go, oh, well, I hope you got your money back. And then if you show them the picture, they go, I want whatever that is, I want to lose that same 1.5 pounds, because if that's what it does, holy crap. So I need to change your mindset. This whole call is about changing your mindset. It's about getting you to start thinking outside the box. It's about getting you to think about what life is like living it again versus dieting, no matter what plan you choose. I got you. Bottom line is, I have your end game. Wherever you are on your journey right now, if it's time for you to, if you need to stay on that journey to the end, which I promote, I say, guys, if you're having success, you're on my plan or someone else's plan, and you are having success, do not freaking call me and want to jump ship. Do not train yourself to chase the next shiny ball. Please do not do that. It is not your time. But I promise you, when you're done with phase two and you've gone as far as you can go, I got you. If you're one of those people that you've done it all, you've tried it all, you're done, you're frustrated, and you need a new plan, I got you. I'm going to tell you when you tell me your story, kind of make you fill out an intake form and ask questions, because I want to know about you, what you want, where you're going, what's going on with you. I'm going to tell you yes or no. If I think you could probably go someplace else and get it, obviously I'm not the only person on the planet that has this plan, right? But I'm telling you honestly because I care about you. I want you to have success. I don't want you just trying something to be trying it, right? I want you to really be committed to living in the body of your life and experiencing what quality of life looks like when it changes. I'm telling you, I'm never looking back. I'm telling you that my excitement, my emotional state of mind is because I know now that I'm in a place where I'm changing lives for good. That inspires me. I know now that the people, I don't have to hear the stories of the people that lost the weight and gained it back. It breaks my heart every single time, especially for the women out there, because they're the ones that are busting their ass. Us guys, you know, we're a little low, a little slave, a little slow, a little lazy. It's okay to let our wives look great and they're busting their ass look great, but we don't have to. I'm so happy that I'm on a team of guys that care enough about themselves. I've never seen so many men that are getting in such great shape in their 50s. You know, my show is going to be changed from HG Body Talk to Are You Fitter Than a 50-Year-Old? Because I have so many people that are post 50 years old that are in better shape than these kids coming out at 25 years old. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to be a part of that team. I'm proud to be a part of a place where aging is not a place where you just get fat and dumpy. That the older you get, the leaner you get, the sexier you get, the stronger you get. That life looks better as we age, not worse. And so you ladies, I commend you for stepping up and constantly doing whatever it takes to get to be the best you can be, because there's no one like you on the planet. My goal is to inspire men to do the same. 70% of my clientele are women. 70% of the people on my team right now are women. Men are a little slow, and then they take a while to come around. So the only way I can impress them is to get shredded, because that's the only thing men respect. They have to look shredded, and their wives start going, well, he looks shredded. And then, well, look at his friend, he looks shredded too. We have to shame us into taking steps. I speak from that honestly, because I had to get shamed into taking steps. So I know what it takes. Unfortunately, that's what it takes. But you ladies always stepping up, always busting your ass. I mean, I have some of the most courageous women on my team right now that have done everything, gone through everything, and they're still optimistic. They say, you know what, I'm willing to do what it takes. And they're doing it for themselves, but they also want to look good for their man. They want good for their kids. They want to be able to just feel good about themselves and whatever size. It's not all about shredded guys. It's not all about six packs, ladies. It's not about who has the best abs. It's about you feeling the best you can feel and feeling sexy in your skin. There's nothing more attractive than somebody who feels attractive. They don't have to be physically attractive in the scheme of what television tells you what's attractive. Sexy is what sexy does. Sexy is how people feel. Sex appeal is an aura that you generate because of how you feel from the inside out. It has nothing to do with how big your boobs are and how round your butt is and how small your waist is. I've seen some pretty sexy people that are thick, but they know how to work it, because that's their body, right? But they feel congruent inside and out. And this whole conversation is about feeling congruent, right? And I'm personally eating up all the time, because we'll do a Q&A call maybe next week. But I wanted to give you the information, because I want to give you information. I want to give you a call to action. I want you to think about it and do about it. You know, one thing about Nutrition Plan X, it's not a diet plan. It's not a meal plan. I can just send you a paperback copy of it and say, do it. It's a product you have to pay for. In some cases, for some of you, it may be a lot. For some of you, it may be nothing. I don't talk prices, because everybody has a custom program that's for them, right? But you're basically, all you're doing is reallocating funds. You got to think you're taking superfood for the food you have right now. You're replacing certain foods, and then certain foods you plug in, right? You plug in your one meal at the beginning. Your first 30 to 60 days, some of you, you know, it'll take 30 to 60 days for you to get where you got to go, depending on how much weight you have to lose. Some of you are closing the show, it may just take 30 days. Some of you have that last 5 or 10, 15 pounds. That's all it takes. But the point is that it's not about being on these products and then getting off. These products will be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And so I'm uniquely positioned that I'm okay with that, because I'm not spending any more money than I used to spend. I'm actually spending less, really, when I think about it. And I'm actually feeling better than I felt in my entire life, and I know what's going into my body. I don't have to guess. The one meal that I do, and I make that one meal as organic as I can get it. We go to the farmer's market that was here today. We have one on Friday. We go to our local farms. They grow it, and we do the best we can, but still it's not going to be perfect. But guess what? If I'm putting 70% of the food in my body that's superfood, that I know is organically produced, or at least that it has none of the chemicals or pesticides and none of the junk in it, can't say completely organic, right, because some of the ingredients aren't organic, so I want to be compliant. But then I know that it's good stuff coming from good stock, if you will. Then I know that what the other 30% I put in my body that's feeding me is going to be the best quality it can be. But the combination of that puts me in a position where I feel the best I've felt in years. And it shows in my body, it shows in my attitude, it shows in my sleep quality, it shows in my skin, it shows in my energy levels, and that's what matters to me. The rest is just icing on the cake. So the call to action is the same. If you want to know more about the Nutrition Plan X, and I have a system, guys, and I put you through a system. I put you into a private Facebook group so you can learn more about the Isogenics brand. You can see the report before and afters. You can feel see the testimonials of the people that are on the team. You can get the energy of the people on these products. I mean, it's not coincidental that these people are some of the most good looking, and I mean just physically, emotionally, they have the biggest hearts. They have they're just successful in every step of the word, but they have a lot of love for helping people get where they want to go, a passion for it. And then you get to see some of the journeys of the people that came before you. So you can find somebody that looks like you, that has walked your walk, that's on the journey you're on now that you think is impossible. A guy like Mark, who lost 110 pounds in 4 months. I've never even thought that was possible. I think it's Jill, who lost, I think, 130 or 40 pounds in eight, I think, 7 or 8 months, but went from looks completely different now. There's thousands of stories, and that's what I love. There are thousands of stories of real people that I get to see and meet in real life. They're not just pictures that are being pasted off of Google. These are real life people that have real life stories. They will tell you, they'll pick up the phone, you call them, and they can ask them how they did what they did. What did they do differently? How do you get you want to go? And because we're one team and we all are here to support each other, if I can get any one of them on the phone to talk to you, so you can have somebody that looks like you help you be the best you can be. I've never been in that position before. And even the people that we have transformed their lives with our HVS Life program, some of them judged themselves and didn't give me their before and after pictures because they thought that their abs weren't cut enough or they didn't lose enough weight. And what I love about it is that there are people that have lost 2 pounds, that 1 pound, right? There are people that have lost hundreds of pounds, 300, 400 pounds. They're the best them they can be. A lot of them are striving for to get lean and fit because they're in that Isobody Challenge. They're trying to win 25 grand and be the grand prize winner. So it pushes them to drive themselves to get the best they could possibly be. No shame in that. But the point is that find somebody that looks like you. So I put you in the group. Then you come out of the group and you tell me, hey, I want to do this, or I don't. And then I tell you the program I put you on. I put you on the same program I'm on for myself. Why am I going to? I'm going to teach you something that I'm going to show you exactly what I did. And the only way I could do that is show you the exact steps that I took. Therefore, I'm going to recommend the exact product and program that I'm on right now, that everyone that's under me is on. Because why? It's duplicatable. Why? I know what your results are going to be. Why? Anybody on my team can show you how to do it because they're all doing the same thing. It's just smart, right? And if those of you that aren't ready or it's not for you or you think you got a better way, hey, God bless you. I'm all for that. I'm just done struggling. I figure you figure once you find something that works like I did when I found HG, it worked. I stopped. I didn't stop talking about it. Now I move to the chapter where I'm going. Where now we have the close that we call the full circle. Now I can keep you where you're at, no matter which choice you make, right? Isogenics has worked for people that have never even heard of ATG, right? So, I mean, there's people who lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds just following the system. That's why I'm so confident about it, because I know I got you either way. Either choice you make, I got you, right? That is a powerful place to be when you're in the health and fitness and nutrition world. When you know you have a solution for your people, finally have a complete solution instead of part solution, which was just not. I tried. I kept trying to find something, and guess what? It found me. The thing that I ignored and turned my nose up to for over 2.5 years was right in my face. My best friends, some of my best friends on the planet, right? I'm lucky enough to have a handful of really, really good friends, and they know who they are. And these two friends just said, hey, okay. And they just lived their life. But they lived the life that showed evidence of the quality of life was actually improving in every area of their life. And so they sat back quietly for me to finally get it, right? And I could say, well, why didn't you knock me over the head and tell me that wasn't their journey. It was my journey to find this way. So, guys, I want you to inbox me, PM me on Facebook if you want more information, you want to be put in a private group. You can text me at my cell phone. I'm being crazy and giving my cell phone to 375,000 people across the world. But 424-262-2011, that's how passionate I am to help you. I have 90 seconds. So, I didn't know I was going to go this long. I thought it was just going to be an hour show, but I made it for 90 minutes just in case I ran my mouth and I thought I was going to do Q&A. But you know what? Just goes to show you that I have so much to say because I'm so flipping happy that I'm in a position that I can help people change the quality of life, change their nutrition, get them balanced. And I didn't think, I'll tell you, if you told me 3 months ago I'd be having this conversation and using the word nutrition so often, I would tell you you're crazy. So PM me on Facebook. My Facebook is colin.f.watson, or you can call me at or on text me on my cell phone. Text is easier, guys, because I don't want to answer all these calls coming in. So text me at 264-242-2011 and just say, Nutrition Plan X, hook me up, tell me your name, and hopefully if you're on Facebook, Facebook's a better way. If you're not on Facebook, then I can deal with you outside of Facebook. only if you're serious, not curious, guys, because there's so many people that are in front of you right now. And for those of you that are in front of me, please know that my team right now is all committed now to help me get to everybody. I know it sounds like a real tough problem to have, but when you want to help as many people as you can, I do get a little anxious about it. I get anxious that I can't get back to you so quickly. Anyway, guys, I only got 12 seconds. I love you. Thank you so much for being here and sticking it out with me again for another 90 minutes. I promise that I'm always going to bring you my heart, bring you the truth, bring you great content, and help you achieve the body of your life. So I'm going to end the show now. Thank you so much for being here. Next time I'll answer all your questions. You can email me too. At Colin@ColinFWatson.com. All those ways get to me, and I will get back to you. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's see if we got some music playing, but it's not happening.